Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm Richard, and we have a few things to discuss and let everybody know about here. We have tried to make this a little bit more regular, but it kind of got away from us with summer reading, but we wanted to try to get these a little bit more regular. So at times it might be the whole crew, at times it might just be me or a couple of us. So bear with us as we go through these stages, and we want to get as much information out there as we can. First off, we want to say we appreciate everybody for taking the time and donating to us or giving of their services to help with our summer reading program for 2014. All of our events that we had at our memorial building, we were glad to see we had over 100 people at each of those, and all of our events here at the library, we either had max capacity or a few of them very close to. So we appreciate everybody coming in and enjoying the programs that we had during summer reading. And we want to thank some of the sponsors that helped us out, so we're going to do that in parts today. The first grouping I want to thank is Flashbacks Diner, Golden Plains Credit Union, The Agency, Cinnamon Bear, Details, XTO Energy, Kearney County Fire Department, and Packer Sanitation Services, Inc. That's our first grouping we like to thank. If we leave anybody out, it's not intentional, but we'll do another grouping here in a bit. But the next thing I want to mention that we're going to be doing this Friday, if you're able to come out to the library at sundown, we are going to be showing a movie for our back-to-school event. This is one of those weird things where copyright laws, even though we've obtained the copyright to show the movie, we can't actively advertise the title of the movie outside of the library. And since this goes outside the library walls, we can't actually mention it, the actual title. But we can say that if you enjoy a character that is faster than a speeding bullet, you might want to come and join us this Friday, August 15th. It's going to be shown on the outside wall on the south side of the library where we have shown movies before. Bring your own drinks, snacks, chairs, blankets, pillows, anything to be comfortable, and enjoy the movie outside underneath the stars, as long as weather's permitting. If it somehow we don't get to do it because of weather, we'll try to reschedule that for a different day. But that will be at sundown, August 15th, this coming Friday. And for our next group of summer reading sponsors, I'd like to thank Golden Grain Enterprises, Dr. Jake Jewell, Kearney County Bank, Santa Fe Trail Liquor, The Lake and Dairy, Travis Bless, Plains State Bank, Alfalfa Farms, and Farm Bureau. So thank you to those grouping of people and businesses for helping out with our summer reading. The next event that's going on this weekend that people might be interested in is Tchotchke's Day. It's August 16th, that's Saturday, at Deerfield. And they will be holding their third annual Tchotchke's Day at Tchotchke's Place. And this event is to benefit students who want to further their education and career. The scholarship is in honor of Joshua Aaron Skipton, a former resident and high school graduate who they would like to keep honored and his memory alive through this. The Tchotchke's Day will consist of a silent auction, a 5K walk run, kids carnival, 3-on-3 basketball, dart and pool event, along with other fun events for the family. And the money received at this benefit will be used to help provide an opportunity for higher education for the youth of our communities. And each year, they award scholarships to both Kearney and Finney County students. So if you're needing something to do on this Saturday, August 16th, run on over to Deerfield. Sounds like a fun day of events. Our last group of sponsors we'd like to thank for summer reading is Pioneer Communications, Shorty's 2 and Club, Linda Bless, Subway, The Wooden Spoon, Mukan Communications, J&J Pharmacy, CarQuest, LR Photography. The Deerfield High School helped us out, and so we appreciate everybody and all the businesses for, again, donating, whether it's monetary, prizes, time, to the summer reading events. It was greatly appreciated. We had a great turnout for everything. If you go to the library's website, you will also see them listed on one of our toolbars on the, I believe it's the right-hand side. And whoever has links, there is links back to their webpage. If there's no links, it's just a listing of who has done it for us again this year. And we hope next year they'll be back and help us again, because this is a fun event for everybody within the community, and we try to bring in a lot of programs for the kids and even adults. So everybody's welcome to attend the programs when we have them. I believe that's about it for this go around. We will probably try to be back within a week or a couple weeks, trying to make this a little bit more regular. So if you're ever out and about, swing by the library. We'd be glad to see you. Everybody, enjoy your day out there. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard Brookman. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.